This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Well, my mother sent me a gift. Nikki Campbell is here. I'm so happy.
Yes, I really
am. I love listening to her. She's a bright light, and she's going to be your co-host today, and it's good to see you. And you got some good news for your mom this week on Mother's Day weekend, health-wise. Your lovely wife, those beautiful daughters. So everything is right in the neighborhood. Mr. Sean Horn from MediConnect, the inside connection. Good morning.
Good morning to you and to the Pratt Pack. And I got to tell you, it has been a very, it's been a different type of week, but a good week.
We talk about healthcare. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you knew, obviously, listeners didn't know, but since February, my mom has been struggling with some health challenges that for the longest time we thought probably lined up to looking like cancer.
Scary stuff.
Very. And she finally went through the battery of tests about a week and a half ago, PET scan, CT. She had 4 CT scans throughout all this process, PET scan, biopsy, everything. And then we just learned Monday this past week that thankfully she is free of all cancer. So she is
fantastic.
There's no cancer in her body. Somehow we dodged this massive bullet. We're very blessed and fortunate. And I tell you, you talk about a Mother's Day weekend to remember. This is certainly one.
Well, so, this is your assignment. I'll do it virtually through the radio, but you need to give her a hug for me. That's fantastic news. And I'm just going to say this, and I've said it many times, no one will ever love you like your mom. And
yeah.
If your mom is still here, I don't care what you do tomorrow. You either pick up the phone, and if you're anywhere within driving distance or walking distance, go spend some time with her.
Yeah, without a doubt. We'll be back there hanging out with her and checking on her, and you know, the grandkids love being around her, and they're not missing a moment. So,
how about the patience moms have, though? No matter how tired my mother was, even in failing health, when I would bring my little daughter, who was, you know, in diapers at the time, her namesake, Eva, to her house, you'd have thought she met God.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the greatest moment in her life. No matter what she was going through, whenever my kids would show up at her front door, get out of the way and bring those kids. Just so much love. Mom, and so much love.
And to that point, you know, my mom, during the whole COVID situation when everybody was remote, my mom took my girls for 3 days a week to help them with remote schooling. And my mom hasn't been involved in anything scholastic for 40 years almost, since, you know, my little brother was old enough to be able to take care of himself. So, you know, this was a whole whirlwind for her. And, you know, through her support, and I mean, my girls are doing great in school now because, you know, they didn't fall so far behind like many kids did during that time. So, you know, again, extremely fortunate and thankful for her, and not just to her, but to all moms who are listening in this weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all in our listening audience. And, you know, that goes again to my mom, my beautiful wife, my good friend to my right, Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group. All moms listening in, you've had the hardest job in America for many, many years, and it doesn't get any easier. And for somehow, some way, you make it look simple. So thank you for all that you put into our community. And we're going to get back into talking about a little bit of history. I've been a little lax in that subject. So we're going to talk about this day in history, today being May 10th. So we're going to take a trip down memory lane and go all the way back to 1924 when J. Edgar Hoover was appointed as head of FBI on this day, way back in. Decca Records signed the Rolling Stones on the advice of Beatles legend George Harrison in 1963. And then 4 years later, in 1967, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were arrested on drug charges. So it didn't take long for success to literally go to their heads. So just 4 years, it looked like. And
they're
then
both still alive in their 80s.
I know. Remember. And they toured recently, too. You know,
yeah, they're still touring, believe
it's
me.
It's crazy. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But my friend Nikki probably would say otherwise. But it's crazy to
hey,
think that
whatever
there's...
works. I mean.
Yeah, I guess you're right. In 1969, just 2 years after the arrest of Stones legends, the Turtles played at the White House and frontman guitarist Mark Volman fell off stage 5 times.
He might have been hanging out with the Rolling Stones prior to that.
I would just say it was quite a time for the music industry in the 60s.
But they had such a catchy style. You know what their big song was? Happy Together.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear that song to this day, I just have to stop. That was a catchy tune, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, but again, that whole generation of music.
I was into Motown, so and James Brown, more rhythm and blues, but I heard a lot of that music back then, and I ended up playing a lot of that music early on in this business.
And it was beautiful.
It was.
It really was.
It was.
If we go ahead to 1983, we're going to skip ahead a whole decade and go to 1983. Today would have been the last airing of Laverne and Shirley.
Great show.
Yes.
Hard to believe that they're both gone.
Yep.
Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall. Sad. Yep. Very sad.
Yep. And then in 1996, the movie Twister made its debut in theaters.
I saw the reboot. And maybe it's just because, you know, things are always better when you're younger. I like Helen Hunt. I like the original.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you always do better with the originals anyways.
And the weather we've been having lately.
Right?
I would have never thought as a kid growing up, because we had one tornado in 84 that I remember. But now, whenever you hear a tornado warning, you pay attention.
And to that point, I lived through the tornado in 98. I was a senior in high school. And that day... I had a baseball game. I got home and my dad, who was very level-headed all my life, he yelled at me about, where were you? What were you doing? I was like, I was playing baseball. And he was like, there's a tornado warning. And immediately I thought, you told me all my life, Pittsburgh had way too many hills to have a tornado.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I was the only boy out of 6 kids and my mother gave me preferential treatment to where my dad, when he heard tornado warning, he said, Robbie, go outside and play.
Oh. That's a little hard to believe, but man. I do remember that day the sky turned green, and I never seen anything like it, and my dad was right, the tornado came.
I was caught out in the storm the other day, and I'm going to tell you something right now. It was frightening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I feel bad for the people who went so long without power. I think there's still a handful left that maybe
there was. People lost their life.
Horribly. Yeah. I mean, craziness. But hopefully it's beautiful out there now. Again, beautiful Mother's Day weekend, so hopefully everybody's able to get out there and enjoy. In 2012, Pope Benedict signed a decree of canonization for a Benedict nun and composer Vaughn Bingren, completing a sainthood process that took nearly 800 years to complete. And of course, all eyes were at the Vatican this week. So,
what an exciting week.
Yeah, first American pope. So very interesting. So a lot of history on this day in history. And with our trivia question today, in 2017, this American company became the first ever to be worth more than $800 billion.
I know that answer, but I won't.
Yeah, I'm sure many do. So if you know the answer, call in now with that with that trivia answer. $15 Get-Go gas card will be in the mail on Monday. So once more, in 2017, this American company became the first to ever be worth more than $800 billion.
412-922-1020. We're going to get to Nikki after the break. So just a little time before the break, who is your beloved Penguins? Who are they going to get as their next coach?
Oh, my goodness.
Talk it.
I hear that name being thrown around a lot.
The guy from Denver University decided to stay, which I would have liked to have seen him come.
Yeah, I really have no idea. I think it's going to be a guy that thinks like the general manager, who's Kyle Dubas, from, used to be with Toronto, very analytics-driven.
Who does Kyle Dubas look like? Think for one moment. Spitting image. Corey O'Connor.
I thought so too, yeah. If you would have given me one more minute, I would have.
He looks just like him.
He really does. It's crazy.
I watched Corey grow up, and I'm telling you, first time I saw Mr. Dubas, I went, is that Corey?
Right. Yes, I could see the likeness there. So if you have that answer, call in. And also, real quick, with the New to Medicare seminars, we are going to be out in the community these coming weeks. So May 13th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, I am going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. I love that location, so come hang out with me. May 27th, we're going to be at the Holiday Express Meadowlands down in Washington. June 3rd, Fairfield Inn out in Monaco, Rob's Neck of the Woods. June 17th, Holiday Inn Monroeville. June 25th, Upper St. Clair Recreation Center. So if you are looking at Medicare within the next year, come and hang out with us. Get the education you deserve. No cost, no obligation, just great information.
All right, tell everybody who's coming up after the break.
Yeah, the great Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group. Strong strategic partnership. We love Nikki at MediConnect, and she's been helpful to a lot of our partners in the region when it comes to wellness for employees. Going to have some helpful tips on how to live better in retirement.
All right, all that and much more still to come. It's the Inside Connection, MediConnect, on the air at KDK. Don't forget we have those live advisors standing by every week until noon, 888-818-6334. And for everything that is MediConnect, go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, by the way, Metropolitan Window video screen. If you want to watch this show stream live, you go to kdkaradio.com, kdkaradio.com, and click on KDKA Watch. That's kdkaradio.com, click on KDKA Watch. We stream all of our programs throughout the week, as we are doing right now. Congratulations to Cindy from Irwin. She is the winner of that $15 Get-Go Gas Card. And here's the question and the winning answer. Go right ahead.
So the question was, in 2017, this American company became the first ever to be worth more than $800 billion. The answer, easy one, I think, that being Apple. Funny fact here is that 5 years after they had that that earnings report, 5 years to the day, they discontinued producing the iPod. the legendary music device. They basically integrated it into the iPhone. So it hasn't stopped them. They've only continued growing since. So congrats to Cindy. We'll get that out to you on Monday. Also, again, want to wish a very special and happy Mother's Day to our listening audience, including my great friend to my right, Nikki Campbell. Nikki from the Flourish Group, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Nikki, real quick, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about the Flourish Group before we talk a little more Medicare in just a moment, but introduce our audience to your firm and how you operate.
Yeah, so the Flourish Group is coming up on its sixth anniversary in July. We were founded in 2019 as a wellness consulting business to help individuals and employers bring wellness into the workplace. So we did coaching with individuals, typically stressed out, burned out executives mm-hmm. and professionals, which I think we all can relate to on some level. And then bringing that into the workplace, because what we know is that healthy employees are more productive employees. Companies do better when they have healthy employees. So we do those two things right now. We're growing.
Yes, very quickly as well. And we're happy to ride along shotgun as you do. And we're proud of every movement you make. So we're going to have more from Nikki in the next segment. Can't wait to talk a lot more about what they offer and how they operate and why it's such a good strategic partnership for MediConnect in just a few moments. But, you know, again, I want to take a step back to the very beginnings of MediConnect and why we operate the way we do. And the reason why I'm doing this, I don't think that we've spent a lot of time on this radio program talking about the methods in which we can help the listening audience relative to individual healthcare, both on the Medicare side as well as the individual Affordable Healthcare Act side of things with Penny. So what I want to take a few moments and talk about, Rob, is the fact that we operate different than the majority of our industry in a plethora of manners. The first one being how we engage our prospects and our clientele. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've noticed that with a lot of our quote unquote competitors in our market and in our region, they have a specified way in which you engage with them when you need Medicare help. You call them on the phone, they only do things over the phone, or you have to go to their office, or you can only see them in person at your house or wherever it might be. And I think that, you know, we've been kind of lax in our duties with explaining to the audience exactly all of the methods in which we can help our listeners as they progress towards Medicare. And we know how overwhelming and confusing that can be. So we really want to focus in on how we try to have Medicare made simple. So first, I want to talk about the fact that we do offer in-person appointments. So if you're within the listening audience here, the Pittsburgh media market, which stretches into Ohio, down to West Virginia, all the way out to Somerset area and can go up to Erie. If you're in that audience, we will see you in person. So we'll drive to you if you would like. We'll come to your home if that's where you're most comfortable. If you want to meet at a third-party location like an Eaton Park or another one of those venues or Kennywood, like the hoodie I'm wearing right now, we will help you with your Medicare.
Wait. You got a Kennywood hoodie on?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
How did you get that?
Well, I went to Kennywood. Wow. Yeah. So, well, either me or my wife, I can't really tell you who did, but I have it on, and so if you're watching on the video right now, you'll see my Kennywood hoodie because I am very much from Pittsburgh. But again, back to the in-person appointments, we want to be able to put this information in front of you in a way that you can compare easily all of your different options and bring you into the conversation. So whether that be at your home, if you want us to come to your office, or if you want to come to our office, you know, I understand that there's a lot of people in our audience who might want to come and check us out to vet us, to make sure we're legit and who we say we are. So you're always welcome. At being a KDK listener, you're always welcome to come check us out. We are located in Kennedy Township, which, if you're unfamiliar, is between Crafton and Robinson in the West Hills side of Pittsburgh. Again, more than welcome to come check us out. Or if you want to go to a coffee shop, again, a library, your office, Eaton Park, we will drive to you, and like everything else that we do for you, there is no cost. We're not even going to give you a receipt for the gas that we spend to come and get, come and see you. So truly no cost for anything that we offer. We also do telephonic appointments, and I think that there's I want to spend a moment talking about this, Rob, because there's a bit of a misnomer here in our industry where, first and foremost, we have a fully approved CMS appointment a CMS-approved and certified call center. CMS is the governing body of Medicare. They are very rigid in their compliance, in which we adhere to day after day, hour after hour. So we meet those metrics and we meet those standards in order to be able to offer a CMS-approved call center. But let's take it a step further. When you call MediConnect, which you could do now by calling 888-818-6334, you're going to hear a real quick recording saying this call may be monitored, because again, we do have to monitor our calls as required by CMS. Immediately after that, phone will ring a couple times and you're going to talk to a live human being, a live employee of MediConnect. And we don't, you know, use a third party there, an offshore type of firm to take those phone calls and to help you through. You're going to talk to Pittsburghers who are employees of MediConnect to help guide you through. So no language barrier, as long as you can stomach a little bit of Yinzer, we'll happily get you through your Medicare and penny questions. And then also, we're licensed currently in 24 different states. And we have an eyeball that by the end of next year, very likely will be in more than 40. So we're largely up and down the East Coast right now, stretching all the way down to Florida. We do go out to Texas and Arizona, up to Colorado. So we're in a lot of different states currently, but we do have the availability to help in many, many regions across our listening audience. And then lastly, we do offer virtual appointments, which could be handy in a lot of different ways. You know, during the COVID pandemic, as I was talking about with my mom helping my girls during the school, we learned a lot through that period of time, lived through a lot. It was a very challenging time. But if you want to have a meeting with us face-to-face, but you want to do it virtually so you don't have to clean up your house prior to, or you don't have to fight traffic, but you know you want that face-to-face interaction, we will do a meeting with you via Zoom, Teams, Google Meet, or any other platform you like. Or let's say that you have a loved one that lives far away that you want to be a part of this process and help you make that decision, we will happily bring them into the conversation with you so that you have full comfort surrounding this decision. So unlike our competition, we have many different flexible ways to assist and guide you through this process. It's not just calling us. It's not, you have to come to our office. We will happily meet you where you are comfortable and confident to take the stress away and make this much easier for you. So if you need help in those regards, once more, we have the team standing by right now to help you with Medicare Made Simple. Phone number once more, 888-818-6334.
All right, run these seminars again, please.
Yeah, so again, if you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, these are must-attend events going to help you lay the foundation for your Medicare experience and get you off on the right foot. So May 13th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, I will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. Again, I love that location. Can't wait to meet some of my neighbors there. May 27th, Holiday Inn Express down in Washington. June 3rd, we're going to be at Fairfield Inn in Monaca. June 17th, Holiday Inn Monroeville. June 25th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. Call or go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com, click on seminars, and you can register yourself.
Yeah, they are free, but you have to register. But in the couple of minutes that we have before we break, get to the news, then get Nikki in the mix here, just talk a little bit about MediConnect and who you are.
Medicare Made Simple. That's really the DNA of our firm. We want to bring Medicare to you in a way that you can easily understand and make a confident decision that is comfortable for your budget and the way that you want your healthcare to work in retirement. All of our staff is fully salaried, so there's no commission, no sale. We advocate and educate, which is, again, much different than the majority of our industry. And as you talk about, we're fully independent, and there's never a cost or fee for our services. So it's a true win-win-win when it comes time for Medicare to come calling for you. Or, again, if you're looking to retire early and you want to get on a penny coverage to bridge that gap until you're ready for Medicare, MediConnect has you covered.
And there's never a charge for your services. You get paid by the carriers, but also you build relationships with people. So it's not one and done. There's a lot of service after the initial meeting.
And that's why we have our client experience department, which Lauren will be here next week and she'll talk about with you. She heads that department for us. You know, as you have those questions or concerns related to your health coverage through the year, and you don't want to call the insurance company because you're tired of being punted around or not able to understand the person you're talking to, we have a fully integrated, internalized Client Experience Division. Again, nothing but Pittsburghers that will help guide you through whatever questions you may have, be there to service you year after year.
All right, again, don't forget, live advisors standing by until noon. And if you'd like to set up an appointment with them to do the overview as far as your health care and what your needs might be, and if you have enough coverage, and again, never a charge for their services, you can call right now, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Nikki Campbell on the other side of the news in just a couple of moments on KDKA. Good morning.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, don't forget, 888-818-6334. It has everything to do with you, but I like seeing Nikki, but I'm awake now, fired up. I'm really enjoying this show today.
That's what she does.
She does. She's a motivator. She's been around doing stuff, good stuff, for a long time. Okay, here we go. Back to Sean Horn. And again, remember, we have advisors standing by to set up that appointment. Never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. Sean.
So just to give a little bit of a backstory, you know, MediConnect is obviously passionate about helping find the adequate and coverage that will help you thrive with your healthcare and retirement. That's just a component of your retirement planning, or as you near retirement, that's going to have a major impact on how you live once you finally, you know, hang up your cleats and walk away from the workforce and you move on to the next and graduate to the next phase of your life. So MediConnect has been passionate about connecting with partners that really is all about getting good information into the community on how to best thrive as you, again, look towards or are experiencing and enjoying retirement. So with that, no better partner fits that mold than Nikki Campbell with the Flourish Group. She's been a tremendous partner of ours for years, helping out some of our strategic partners who we have guided through the Medicare process. She's also come in and tag teamed with making sure that the employees and other components of their organizations are able to access great information relative to how to manage your health, and health being all aspects, which I'm sure you'll talk about. So, Nikki, welcome once again. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And again, to all of our listeners who are mothers in the region. So, Nikki, let's start off hot with, what is the Flourish Group and its mission?
So, our mission is to create healthier workplaces
with healthier employees. Because as I said before, when people are healthy, they're more productive in every aspect of their lives. So they're healthier at home. They're more engaged with their families and their communities. And they're better at their job. We know that to be true. So we work with employers, we work with individuals, we work with a lot of school districts, as you and I, you know, partner on those things, really just to bring good foundational knowledge. So if you know me and you do, Sean, I am not one for quick fixes or diets or, you know, some of those things that can be, quite honestly, toxic. I am all about, you know, getting good sleep, drinking enough water, really, really basic things that while you and I might think that that's common knowledge, it's not for a lot of people. A lot of people are walking around out there with 4 hours of sleep, drinking, you know, energy drinks all day, not eating well, and not managing their stress. I mean, that's probably, and given, you know, just the last 5 years and what we've all dealt with, stress is probably the biggest healthcare issue that I see, unmanaged stress, burnout, that type of stuff.
Great point. And I mean, you and I have experienced this ourselves over the last few years, you with your amazing weight loss journey that you had and how you rebounded from COVID, me with, you know, having the brain surgery and then trying to bounce back from that and live a new normal. The stress related to everything that we just discussed is massive. And that could have a whole other impact on many different aspects of your health related to strokes and other. So totally with you there. So how did you end up founding this company?
Because I was that person. I completely burned out. I had what I thought would be my forever job. And I absolutely love my job. But my job did not love me because it was constant travel, constant stress, no sleep, eating at 10 p.m. and surviving. I make the joke that my diet while I worked in my last full-time corporate job was coffee and wine. So coffee got me going in the morning. And then wine was, you know, at the time, you know, we would go out to dinner and then, you know, have a couple of glasses of wine. And that's how I wind down before going to sleep. Well, I know now that's not healthy, but that was what drove me to this. So I was diagnosed in 2014 with two autoimmune conditions. And the rheumatologist said to me, you know, these aren't going to kill you, which, you know, that's good to hear. But he said, your lifestyle might. He said, you can't keep this up. The stress, you know, all of the travel that you do across different time zones, you know, your body is not going to be able to sustain this as you get older. So if you don't want to go on, you know, a very strong, you know, drug, then I would suggest you start to modify your lifestyle. So, you know, that's, you know, when you're 42 and you hear that, then you have to, you know, you have to kind of take a step back and say, what the heck am I doing? Do I really want to live like this? I love my job, but, you know, I have a life to live. And I was 42. So I'm very type A. I know anybody listening who knows me is like, no, I am very type A. And so when I decide to do something, I go all in. So I decided I wanted to get more education on nutrition. So I went back to school. I went to CCAC. They have a dietetic technician program, which is phenomenal. I will give a plug for CCAC. And I got this 2-year degree. Then I went and got my master's. You know, I just jumped into health and wellness so I could help people, you know, not experience what I experienced, have to leave their career that they loved because of stress and burnout. So that's what really started. We launched, well, I was doing coaching in 2017 and we launched the company in 2019. And of course, we all know what happened in 2020. And that's when I started to do more things in the workplace. So, you know, former colleagues in HR would reach out and say, hey, could you do a Zoom workshop on stress management? Or can you send us some, you know, educational, can you write an article about, you know, managing stress? So that's where that all started. So really the mission is, you know, just to create healthier, happier people who are productive in all facets of their lives.
And I imagine it has to be a little bit harder now with getting good information in the community because it's so such a saturated market with fitness influencers and wellness coaches that are really tough to know who to trust. It's kind of like us in our industry where there's a lot of people out there who get into the business for the right reasons, and then money plays a factor. So unfortunately, things get a little bit loose, if you will, and not a lot of great guidance is given sometimes. So talk a little bit about that part of the business when it comes to making your foundation and your organization stand out from all these other TikTok and Instagram influencers who tell you this is the way you need to live. And, you know, you got all these I don't know how else to call them other than the alpha male guys who are, you know, you got to wake up at 4 o'clock.
You can only eat steak for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you like got to wake up at four. Wake up at four. You work out for 2 hours, go to work for three, go back to work. And, like, it's just, it's unattainable and it's unmanageable, right? So how do you set yourself apart from that industry to really focus on getting good guidance into the workforce and into the community?
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. One of our core messages are simple, safe, and sustainable. Hmm. So, you know, just eating, you know, certain foods or restricting things or counting every calorie or, you know, doing working out extreme, you know, amount of time, that is not safe. That's not, you know, sustainable. That's not simple. So anything that we do, that's the check. Like, we look at, you know, those three things. Is it safe? You know, is it something that we can recommend that is backed by science, backed by evidence? Is it simple? You know, so simple isn't always easy, right? But is it simple in theory? You know, something like drink more water, that's simple, right? If I said to them, drink, you know, 800 ounces a day, I mean, that would be impossible. But, you know, it wouldn't be safe. It wouldn't be attainable, right? So simple, safe, and sustainable. And so with the diets, when I first started this and I was doing coaching, people would come in, and I've done these diets too, the keto, the Atkins, all that kind of stuff. And it's fine. It will work. Diets will work, but can you sustain them? So I would have people come in and say, oh, I did the keto diet and I lost 40 pounds. And I'm like, but yet you're here. You know, and I don't mean that in any other way than to say it's not sustainable. Very few people can. There are some out there, and I'm sure people would be like, I've done it.
Yeah.
But it's not sustainable, especially for people who work, right? Like, how are you having a career and working out 4 hours a day?
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's just not possible. So simple, safe, and sustainable is really kind of the filter that we look at. And that's true for our workplace programs. I'm not going to go into a company and tell their employees, you know, to be on some crazy diet or to be counting every calorie. I'm going in with strategies that they can do while they're working.
And that's a big deal too, because I imagine a lot of the stress and, well, mitigating the stress relative to wellness, it's all about balance related to, I got this career I got to focus in on. I got to hit on my numbers and my KPIs and all these other, you know, corporate terms. And so you got to work around that while also trying to focus on your own self for the longevity of your health. Because, you know, as I even just saw with my mom this past week, you know, if you're not using your healthcare and you're not getting your checkups and you're not getting your blood work done, you're not, you know, when that time comes, it can be very, very stressful when you have all of these tests done and whatnot. So it really does play a role to be preventative as you try to stay on top of your health.
Absolutely. And I would say stress. So when I first started coaching, I would coach on stress management before I would give someone an exercise program or any kind of nutrition recommendations, because your body, if it constantly feels like it's in that fight or flight mode, it will never lose weight. You'll never be able to do the things that you want to do physically, not to mention how it affects you mentally. But we focus on stress first, because if you can't get that in line, you're probably not sleeping well. You probably don't have a lot of energy. So for me to tell you, oh, now you have to go and work out an hour a day, 5 days a week, you're not going to do it.
Right.
There's no way, because you don't have the energy for it. So we start with stress, really. It's the foundation.
And if people want to learn more about the Flourish Group, get in contact, perhaps schedule a consultation, how can they best get a hold of you?
So we have a contact form on our website. So it is www.theflourishgroup.net. So they can submit a request there. And we do free consultations. And that's for both individuals and employers. So if an employer is listening and they're like, oh my gosh, I have so many employees who could really use some of this guidance, you can fill that out and we can get on the phone and chat.
Sounds good.
I would agree. That's why we partner with her.
It's amazing. And Nick, you'll attest to this. There's so many people. And right now, somebody's listening going, that's me. That's me. And I think, you know, I've kind of let people know what I deal with every day. And I'm a type A and got that little OCD thing on the side. It can also work to your advantage and make you successful. But what Nikki's doing is getting people on the track to be able to enjoy the fruits of what they have done, their labor. Because even if you're making money and you're being successful, but if you don't have the downtime to relax, that's an empty life, right, Nick?
Right. I mean, what are you working for?
Yep.
Right? And we're living longer, we're working longer. So, and even after people, you know, quote unquote, retire, they're still working, they're volunteering, they're in the community, you know, giving back. That's like a job. So you really have to take care of yourself starting in your 20s. You know, when we do presentations in workplaces on like aging or living healthy at every age, so every decade, initially, you know, 20-somethings think, yeah, I'm good,
yeah.
Right? I'm healthy. I can survive on 4 hours of sleep. But that's when you start. That's when you should be starting these healthier habits. Managing your stress in your 20s, you're going to be so much better prepared in your 40s and 50s.
Mm. I mean, and you talk all the time, Rob, about how you've never worked harder than you are right now.
Mm-mm, but I'm more balanced now than I've ever been.
Absolutely.
I have an idea of what it's like when you do shut the switch off, how it is nice to decompress. And actually sitting home is a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Sure. I mean, I used to feel so guilty, Nikki. If I was sitting at home, I got to be out doing something.
Yeah.
Before we had all the bells and whistles of technology, even with the technology, I felt that I had to go meet people. You got to be able to decompress. All right, Nikki's going to do one more segment with this guy, Sean Horn. Next hour, Mike Bronicheski is in the True Value Home Improvement Air Chair, and that's just minutes away today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, just about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Let's get back to Nikki Campbell and, of course, your host, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Let's run those seminars again, and I'm just going to tell you they're free seminars. You can register now by calling 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab.
Once again, if you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, it is ideal time as we are seeing a significant lag with Social Security processing Medicare enrollment. So the 3 to 4 month window, you probably want to get in ahead of this a little bit earlier now as a result. So if you're new to Medicare within the next 12 months, come join us at the Holiday Inn Express on May 13th out in Irwin. May 20th, I'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. May 27th, Holiday Inn Express at the Meadowlands down in Washington. June 3rd, Fairfield Inn in Monaca. Love that location as well. June 17th, Holiday Inn Monroeville. June 25th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. Again, another awesome venue. So by all means, as Rob said, go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on seminars, or call 888-818-6334 to get registered. So I'm again here with the great Nikki Campbell from the Flourish Group, a strong strategic partner of MediConnect, and really comes down to wellness in the workplace as an individual or for a business or organization, because now with the hectic pace of professional life, oftentimes we need to have that work-life balance in order to, you know, help mitigate the stress and all the other anchors to come with, you know, maintaining a career. So talked in the last segment a lot about the stress level related to why we need to stay ahead of that. But let's talk a little bit more about all the services you do provide.
Okay.
So before we do, again, how do people get in contact to learn more?
Right. So they can go to the website. We have all of our services listed there, but also contact form where they can get set up with a free consultation, either for an individual or workplace. And it's www.theflourishgroup.net. So that's where they can find all the information. We've just recently added a lot of pictures and things of the events that we do. So what we do with you. But Sean, first of all, I think maybe we might have to have an intervention with you because you have no work-life balance. You are always on the go. So,
absolutely,
I'm a little worried about you.
Spot on. Touché.
You are.
Man, calling me out on my own radio show. My goodness, I wasn't ready for that.
Sean, I'm your friend first, and you do. You work a lot, and you do a lot. So, you are the perfect example of somebody who needs our services, right? So, whether it's in your workplace or individually. And that's what we do. We don't come in and tell you to completely, you know, overhaul your entire life. It's what's the one thing? And so for you, it might be stress management. It might be work-life balance, you know, things like that. But our services really kind of go in three buckets, I guess you could say. So one is engagement. So how do you get employees engaged in wellness? You might have a fabulous healthcare plan with lots of wellness in it. Do they know about it?
Right.
Have they engaged in it? What's the traffic on, you know, the portal or, you know, wherever they access that information? So engaging them. We do a lot of communications work with employers around benefits. You know, how can you get people more engaged? The second is education. So workshops, we do a lot of newsletters, you know, things that help educate your employees on good, healthy lifestyles. And then the last are events. We do a lot of events, and that's where you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
And it really brings wellness to life in a very positive way. So people aren't feeling maybe targeted, you know, where you bring somebody in to speak about weight loss, let's say, and I would never do that. But let's say an employer did that. People who sign up and go feel called out,
mm-hmm.
right? And people who feel called out are not going to make a change. So these events bring those experts, right? So fitness, nutrition, you know, stress management, meditation experts, bring those people to the organization where employees feel comfortable engaging in those conversations.
And that's going to make a major difference because the only way you're going to take out, you have to be... there has to be some sort of initiative to take action where, again, like you said, you're not being called out. So I love that breakdown.
But I called you out. So
you did.
I'm sorry.
You did. You did. I'll let it slide this time, Nikki. But all jokes aside, why are you passionate about creating healthier workplace and employees?
Because I lived it. I lived that very unhealthy professional lifestyle. And, you know, our generation, Gen X, we're very, you know, just put your head down, work hard, you know, climb that ladder. Well, when you get to a step on the ladder that like starts to give, like you have to reassess what you're doing. So it's because, selfishly, it's because of what I went through. And I didn't want anyone else to ever come to that, you know, crossroads and say, I have to give up my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I want employers, because right now retention is everything.
Yep.
How do you get employees to stay? How do you show that you value them so that they don't burn out and they don't leave? And so I tell my story a lot. I do a lot of speaking engagements where I talk about this. And, you know, I don't call out employers, but I really bring it, you know, under the spotlight that your employees need their wellness addressed. They need to feel valued and that you want them to be healthy. So that's why I'm super passionate about it, as most people can tell. I get very excited to talk about it, but truly, I just don't want people to end up like I did. And right. I loved my career, but I'm so glad I'm doing what I'm doing now.
How old are you, Sean?
45.
All right. So I'm 68. When mm-hmm. I was 45, I was on the verge of losing everything because I was working so much. It all came, basically, I was juggling all these balls, 5 TV shows, play by play in Ohio, working here morning, noon, and night, being in sales. And then one day, I had to let some stuff go. So I gave up the TV and got rid of some stuff and focused on this, which is my pride and joy, KDKA. But if I wouldn't have, I don't know if I would have been able to be where I'm at today. I could have lost it all. You have to make smart decisions. And what Nikki is saying, I couldn't agree with her more.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I've
no, you're good.
I've been a friend of hers for a while, so I believe me. I understand her passion, and I very much believe in the school of thought. I very, very much do. That's why I'm active in therapy. That's why I go to the gym so much. Like I focus on that as well. But I know that there's still more that I could be doing.
And here's what happens too when you have small kids. they're around you morning, noon, and night. My children were in here coloring with me while I was on the air with coloring books, always with me, morning, noon, and night. And one day you wake up and they're living somewhere else on their own.
I know.
And you're fortunate to hear from them. So you got to embrace the moments. And what Nikki's saying, these moments go by so quickly. You just got to make some tough decisions. But in the long run, it pays off.
I'll tell you what, next time you see Brian, let him know.
Well, you know what I'm going to tell Brian? He doesn't work hard enough.
No, I'm sure you would.
I'm kidding.
Okay, now I opened a can of worms.
You did.
Sorry.
But moving on from there, before I get myself in trouble, let's talk about the Flourishing Future event, something that I'm extremely passionate about. So happy to partner with you on.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about how we put this together and what we can provide.
Yeah. So we came up with, Sean and I really kind of, you know, brainstormed this a few months ago, but it was based on an event that we did, the Flourish Group did a year ago for a client. And the backstory is quickly that the client, their HR department had a lot of employees in their 50s and 60s who were coming in and asking questions about their retirement, but also, how can I help my parents? My parents are in that 70s, 80s. You know, do they need to go to assisted living? You know, what are their Medicare options? You know, things like that. So they asked us as their wellness provider, what can we do about this? And I said, well, why don't we just put together an event where they can ask these questions of the experts? You know, I'm not an expert on this, so let's bring in the experts. And so it was very well received. We've got Sean and MediConnect as part of it. And so we're replicating it now. So we're bringing these panel sessions together, two-hour events for employers, free of charge. We bring in the experts. Your employees who are that retirement age or getting close can ask all their questions, get the answers they need, get the resources, set up appointments, all of those things right in the workplace, which is key, right?
Yeah. And again, we're very excited to provide this because a lot of people, when they near retirement, HR gets them to that point, but they don't often have an on-ramp to retirement. We want to help create that. So if you do have those questions, www.theflourishgroup.net and connect with Nikki and get yourself scheduled.
You know, we love you.
Oh, I know. I know. It's all fun and games. I'm good.
It is. And she has a heart. She's coming from with a heart.
I know.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Same to you. And happy Mother's Day to all listeners.
Nikki, good seeing you again.
Thanks, Rob. Good seeing you.
All right. Stay with us. Much more to come. News at 10, and then it's the True Value Home Improvement Show.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.